shine, little Rover, glimmer, glimmer, lead us later.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with the fabulous worms. It's Lance and Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening, Jill. We're still laughing over ourselves.
Over ourselves. It's the only way to be.
It's the only way.
Yeah, it's live call-in gardening talk tonight. Lance, Lulu here, of course, to field your questions. Maybe you want to try to chump the stumps or stump the chumps. Either way, Jeff's in there to take your call. So 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. Worm, email is worm@kvnf.org. Because there's a lot going on out there.
I can't stand myself.
Way busy than
expected
to be.
Which one should I do first? You know,
what are you working on?
I'm working.
Let me think.
Let's see. Well, I cleared a bunch of the cucumbers out. I gave them away to people. I've got a basket full of food in my truck that I'm bringing over to a friend's wedding party tonight. The plums are a week, maybe two, away from being ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Lance brought us these gorgeous peaches.
Yeah, Alberta's.
Oh,
lovely.
My God.
They're giant.
They're giant, and mine are tiny, but there's really a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so the peaches are about, maybe a week away. The mm-hmm. grapes are ready. My grapes are finally totally ready. I was under the arbor tonight going, you can't be serious.
Well, everything's coming on. Yeah.
So,
right?
You know, yeah. So, and the elderberries are ready, and the sorrel needs to be made into pesto,
what?
And the basil is ready, and the tomatoes won't quit. I'm just crazy. Yeah. But I don't care.
I've had a lot of people in the past few weeks ask me for the Italian prune plums and when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And five or six years ago, I spent 2 weeks every couple days tasting one.
Are they ready yet?
Not just ready yet.
You can't do it any other way.
When they're ready,
they taste like they're ready.
But there's one little sign that you wouldn't think of.
Oh, what did you notice?
Is that the stem turns a reddish brown.
The stem turns a reddish brown.
Okay.
And it's like the elderberries when the stems turn purple, just back from the cluster, not into the main stem, but all the ones that form the cluster, when they turn purple, elderberries are ready.
Yeah, so be patient and, it's like, wait. In fact, one place I work at, I put a sign on the tree, do not pick.
Not yet. Right.
Just because it is hard to be patient sometimes.
Yeah, and I went a week ago. I said, okay, let's see what happens. I took five of those plums off that tree, mm-hmm. set them in the house, mm-hmm. and they're not ripe yet.
They won't.
They don't taste good.
And they don't taste good.
Yeah, no. so wait for the tree ripened.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can put this on the email or whatever,
sure,
but
we
check
can.
It out. That's my peach tree.
Whoa, that's pretty, darling. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try to post that up there on the website, kvnf.org.
And I swear to God, that's just.
My grapes, the Candace grapes.
That's just the start of it, right.
The Candace grapes aren't quite ready. The shoulders are ripe and the down on the bottom is not.
Is not.
Mm-hmm. So I still got another week.
I like that way of describing it, the shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you wait till the bottoms are ripe.
Yeah, or at least they're not tart.
Not tart,
right.
Yeah.
And I think I could push some of my reliance a little further.
Mm-hmm.
But the Concords, there's no pushing those girls. They are ready.
Because you got a lot of work to do with those babies,
you
don't
think?
You?
Yeah.
Now, do they fall off when they ripe?
Not so much.
Okay.
You know, every morning when I go out there and they're all still there, I'm excited because I'm expecting a squirrel or a coon or something to get them.
Yeah.
But not yet.
But not yet.
Not yet. 527-4868-1866. KVNF now. We did get an email from Tom up on Redlands Mesa who can't listen to the show tonight, but Jeff puts it out there as a podcast on, what is it, Lulu? KVNF.org. So he's going to listen later. But Tom on Redlands, taking your advice, Lance, Lulu, just do it. Planted some store-bought organic russets that sprouted back in June. Added more when another bag sprouted in mid-July. How'd that go?
Yeah.
Scratch the upper soil with the backhoe. Place the sprouted potatoes on the loosened ground covered with straw, as you all discussed. Never has grown a potato before, and they seem to be doing well. Curious, when should he harvest? Have moved some straw aside, but don't really see anything underneath. Wondering if the new potatoes are actually growing in the soil rather than on top, under the straw.
And here's
a photo for the radio.
Beautiful
to
photo.
Accompany.
Yeah. Right? It's like my picture on my phone. Here, you guys, take a look. You know?
A nice big straw bed there with some green leafy stuff and also white flowers.
And flowers.
And that's the indicator. The
white right there.
The white flowers means it's just starting to produce. So those shoots are going to start. They're going now.
They're getting ready.
And so my suggestion is keep them watered, and you're not going to harvest these till October.
Okay.
Right. Even late. And if a frost is coming.
Yeah, what about that?
Throw a blanket or two over it. And when the frost is gone, take it off and keep them going as long as possible.
As long as you can.
Because you planted these really late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, I planted in June.
June and July, right.
Yeah. And just a side from that, organic potatoes are not sprayed with a sprout inhibitor. That's why the potatoes sprouted. Commercial, they spray them with a chemical so that they won't sprout.
Oh.
So that's why, just so you know, that's why that they sprouted as earlier, as quickly.
Sure.
As,
right.
Sure,
and it's just one more reason, true, to pay attention, because potatoes are on the Dirty Dozen list, and they're right up there at the top.
The commercial.
The commercial potatoes.
Conventionally grown.
Yeah, conventionally grown
Whoa.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
So that means there's a noticeable amount of pesticides on the skins, probably in the potato themselves, because they use a lot of fungicides. Which
Dirty
are usually
Dozen, there goes right there. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, and they might be putting some through the irrigation water.
Yeah, it could be everywhere. So don't don't panic. But if you can, try to buy your potatoes organic. It's going to it's better for you. It's better for the planet. It's better for everybody.
And
so
you can sprout them and grow them.
And you can sprout them and grow them.
As
Tom did. So Phil's potatoes are, a lot of his top growth has died back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's it. Get the potatoes. They're done.
Yeah.
Right? And then he's got some that are still growing. But he's had a real funny year up there with everything, as have many of us.
Yeah.
Right. So, top growth being the green stuff on top?
Yeah, greens died.
Okay.
Yeah. When that's gone, you take your potatoes out of the
ground.
You
definitely don't water them anymore.
Yeah.
Stop watering.
I'm going to water one more time, and then no more water, and I will dig them when they completely die down.
Right. Wait as long as you can.
I like to wait as long as I can, but if it gets cold and we have wet soil, they're going to rot. Or they're going to re-sprout. And you want them out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You try to
right timing.
Timing for your, so you have a cold cellar to store them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was saying last year they had enough potatoes in the cellar to cover the floor. He said it's not going to get anywhere near that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, if you're listening and you still have questions, Phil, give us a call, 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now.
Now. Yeah, let's hear what... Phil did give us a potato report last year, now that you mention it.
No, those guys up there...
That.
Willie and my son, they're having a huge time up there, and they've got... You should see their cabbage.
Really? Off
my
the charts?
Nerves. Yeah. You know, and I, like what I said is, okay, so you don't have potatoes to eat this year, but baby, do you have cabbage?
Are you still watering cabbage?
All that kind of stuff I'm still watering.
Still
and
watering.
And it's still, I thought about it, 6 weeks out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
because
long?
I planted it.
Wow, great.
I planted it for late October.
Mm-hmm. Just feels like everything's winding up, so it's great to hear that there's 6 weeks
it is.
Out there
it
for
is.
Things
and
to...
the thing that's really nice is that it just kind of calms down. For instance, I did not turn the water on in my big gardens today, but I spot watered everything last night. So anything that wants to wilt tomorrow, that can just go ahead and do it, and it'll be fine. And I'll hit it tomorrow night.
Yeah. So. The problem again as the days shorten.
Yes.
Is we're still used to watering June and July.
Right.
August, hot and dry.
Right.
And so you can start cutting back on that time frame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still hot and dry, but, you know, it's, for instance, the potted plants around the house and everything. You can, if they're not sitting in the direct sun, you can, you can go to every other day or every other 2 days or whatever, you know, stick your finger in there and see if it's wet. If it's wet, leave it alone.
Yeah, the orchard trees, the fruit trees. Once a week at best.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just let those things run.
Yeah.
So still water, but
be
selective and.
Yeah. Yeah. And I almost feel like it's more, it's just kind of a surface service at this point. I mean, you're not going to get way, way, way down there if you haven't already gotten way, way down there.
All right.
You know, so. If you lost your depth of moisture, let it go. let it go. You know? We're in a drought.
I'm going
guys.
With wind down, you betcha.
Yeah.
Feels good. Mm-hmm. Okay, 527-486-8166 KVNF now. You can call and ask a question. Tell us what's going on.
Or not, you know, that's okay. We can talk too.
Okay. Let's talk about those beets since we were talking.
Beets?
Beets. Because what did well? You had a whole different kind of crop thing going.
Chioggia beets, which is the beet that has the pink and white circles on the inside.
Oh, those are so pretty.
And the Detroit dark reds. And then I have golden beets. And I just noticed that the Chioggias just have a grand time. In my garden, they do the best. Then the Detroit dark reds. And then the goldens.
That sounds pretty.
And they're planted all at the same time, same row. And I got like four or five plantings. So it's just interesting to see.
What
I think next time is I'm going to put the Chioggias on the inside because they're on the outside. So they grow so much more that they're covering.
Oh, huh.
You know.
And then there's
switch
that.
Them on up.
Switching around.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. I always do the Detroits. They seem to do the best for me.
Yeah. And I did harvest the beet seed from a German Lutz winter keeper.
Mm.
And it's known, the Lutz beets have huge greens. So if you're going to grow beets and still want your Swiss chard, this is the beet to grow.
Okay.
And they, we're talking like 12-inch leaves.
Wow.
And solid green. And so anyways, I harvested those and I'll have plenty of those.
Right. I took a bunch of beet greens off. I took some beets to a party the other day. Roasted them and took them and put them in a salad.
You know, beets are just really coming into their own, aren't they?
It's about time.
Wow, it is about time.
Because
they're so yummy
and they're so nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're one of those colored vegetables.
Right.
You know,
eat color.
Mm-hmm. You know, there it is. Mm-hmm. The only drawback that I can think of about them is that they stain everything else so bad. You can't cook them with something else.
Yeah.
You have to cook them separate because of that red thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to remember so you don't think you're dying the next day or two, whenever it happens, that they come through your system.
This is the season of kind of pink, red, purple lips. Beets
and
grapes.
And hands. Oh, my goodness. Right? Right? The elderberries are just coming in now. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Elderberries.
That's
you little
a good
grizzly
one.
Bear, you.
Yeah, and you get, boy, my fingers are good today, but then they get purple.
Oh,
just
wait. You're
going to
be a mess.
Mm-hmm. I am. I love it. I don't mind being a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I cut peaches up at 4:35 in the morning.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, forget in the evening. I used to do it in the evening. I just get up in the morning now.
Well, because Tank's nagging at you.
Yeah, because you got the Tank.
Well, Tank wants to play, have me throw the ball. So.
Uh-huh. This looks like a ball. This peach is so giant.
It's
in between. It's almost the size of a softball.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, it almost is. They're beautiful.
Thank you, Lance.
Yeah, thanks. I can't wait to eat it.
Eat a peach, Lulu.
I keep peeling. I'm over here peeling the fuzz off, you know, rubbing it off.
Want me to rub that on your nose?
No, or, okay. I'm okay. No, I think I'll just go with it. I'm making a mess, though, on the felt table.
Uh-oh. Jeff heard that.
I'll get it off real quick here. I'll put my back to him so he can't see me.
Well, part of the wind up, wind down thing is cover crops. So, Lance, you've moved off the buckwheat now, and what are you doing for cover crop?
I'm just planting a field pea, and this is not Austrian winter pea. This is just a field pea. It's not winter hardy.
Oh, it's not winter hardy.
But it's cold hardy, but it's not winter hardy. And anyways, I harvested the Jacob cattle beans and the main yellow eyes, and I just went right back in and tilled it all up and planted those
field peas
right, and watered it.
Wow.
Yep.
So. Didn't wait or anything, just
kind of, just moved it right there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's fast and efficient. That's,
you know what? That's going to be my next thing, too. In my Rio Grande garden, I'm sick of looking at it.
What
I'm
going to
get
do?
The lawnmower out and just mow everything and let it mulch out and try to get the apples out. I don't want the apples to all sit in there rotting all winter. So that'll be a task, but that'll come near the end.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, that'll be near the end. Oh, my God.
Oh, my snap peas are blooming. Next week, I'll be able to bring snap peas in.
Okay.
Oh, they had the second coming?
No, this is the late planting.
Ah, it's your late planting.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine have faded out. Mine have decided they're over it.
Yeah, I planted these the middle of July, and then I have a second planting that I planted the last week or the first week of August.
Wow, great.
And that's just starting to bloom. I was surprised to see the bloom on those guys already.
Huh.
You just keep on chugging up there. Yeah,
no more planting.
No. You said you say that every week.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's because you mentioned that you're already thinking about next year.
I am.
I'm working
on the garlic bed.
Yeah, you can't help it.
You can't help it. Right. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to put my garlic.
Yeah, I just figured it out. So.
I think as I speak, I just figured it out because I'm going to pull those squash plants and I'll just put it there.
Yeah.
And then I need to expand my garden too. And then little mama is dying off another branch.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
I know.
What
she
are you
waited.
What do you do about that? Just let her keep going and keep going? Or?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to put her out of her misery or what. But the pear tree is definitely going. It's out. Gotta go. And then I'll have this big open space with, well, not big.
Possibilities.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen there. Something's going to happen for sure because it's going to be sunny. It's going to get a lot of sun, especially if I took the
little
we can
mama.
Tune in next
is that
year.
An old tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of just cutting and letting a shoot come up?
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be kind of sweet. You're so fond of her.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, just make sure it comes up from above the graft. It'll probably be just fine.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know. It sounds a little emotional to me.
It does.
Tune in next year for the ongoing saga.
Now, you know what? I'll probably just take that one branch out wait. I mean, she waited all year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, the apples this year
she's
were
she's giving
off
it her
the,
go.
Yeah, she's not giving up the ghost so easy.
Mm-hmm. And her fruit was good, huh?
Yeah. And I don't, when you say the graft, I don't know that there is one.
Yeah, it could be very old and not the grafted rootstock.
Yeah, it's not old like Big Mama is old. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's newer than that by a lot.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like when you say graft, it's interesting too because at one point, it almost looks like there were two trees because the one side did all die off. And there is a seam where there used to be a wound.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, when we first bought the house and first started gardening, I said, oh, my God, I got to take this tree out. Look at this. It's got this huge wound in it. And, you know, Phil said, no, let's just water it and see. And he was right. You know, it's beautiful. But, you know, it could just be time to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there is a graft you know, because there were so many apples all over the place there.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a caller on the line. We want to say good evening to Judy, who has a houseplant question. Good evening, Judy.
Oh, I love that.
I have a houseplant question. I had to clean out my inside house garden room to make room for a medical room. And so I have about 20 houseplants that I would love to give to somebody. And I have been unable to figure out how to do it. So I thought I'd ask you if anybody, if you would put the word out that I have these houseplants. They range everything from a 6-foot Norfolk pine, 6 bromelades, a peperomia, a Christmas cactus.
Wow.
Wow.
A rubber tree. And if somebody would like them, if they'd come and get them, I would love to have them find a new home.
That is awesome.
Wow, that's
awesome.
So cool.
Generous.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that either Facebook or email.
I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on Facebook for free, and nobody's taken me up on them.
Well, you know, Judy, if you want to send your email info to worm@kvnf.org,
okay.
And if anyone's interested, I guess you could email worm@kvnf.org as well.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connect those.
Yeah. And you know what else you can do is if put them in the back of your truck or your car or whatever and put them on the street.
Tote them around with you.
You know, put them on a street corner somewhere and say free. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Now send us your email info, Judy, if you would, please.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll do that. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you.
Great.
Oh, you know what else? Pay on your message board, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That works for a lot of things.
Yeah. Yep.
And we've got Anthony on the line.
No.
Good evening. Uh-huh. Hello, Anthony.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm listening to you on my phone and also on the internet.
Oh, I know. We can hear all kinds of feedback.
Yeah.
that's really pretty trippy.
You can turn some of that down.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, because you're getting a delay of game in there. There you go.
Nice.
We'll have to see what Alice has to say about that. Anyway, I now have a question because I have a 4-year-old mulberry tree, and I misidentified it. I thought it was a linden. I was trying to get it to grow because it gets mostly western afternoon light, and I was trying to rope it and get it to grow. Anyway, this year it produces mulberries, and I love mulberries. So you guys are experts. Can you tell me, you know, what to do or not to do as far as feeding or whatever?
Okay, Lance, that is...
Wow.
Yeah. You're the mulberry man.
Mulberry man. I mean, you just want to keep it moist. It's not that large of a tree. Going into winter, and I don't know where it's located in the house, but I have, like, huge mulberry trees, 30, 40 feet tall, and I don't rake the leaves up. I just mow them, if anything, and keep them moist. And that's it. I really, you know, don't do anything else.
Eat them.
Yeah.
So there's no big soil issues?
No, they're pretty hardy.
Oh, that could go in the new space.
A mulberry tree in where the pear tree is coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A mulberry tree.
We're laughing because we can hear the
echo,
delay
echo,
feedback echo.
Yeah.
All right. What about that, Anthony?
Yeah, no, Echo Beach. I just have to tell you too that, you know, I had this box elder invasion.
Yeah, we know what that is.
Okay, so I've been hitting them. They were on the barbecue the other day. I got 100 with Windex. they are so cut down. You hardly even notice them.
All right, Windex it is.
I was just going to think one other thing. Once the leaves drop on the mulberry trees or any tree, that's when you can fertilize them. They've gone dormant.
Okay.
You don't want to fertilize and develop more growth now. You want them to harden off and get ready for winter.
Okay, super. Right. All right, Anthony, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. And it's almost time to wrap up, but we've got Duna in Norwood on the line some suggestions for Judy. Hi, Duna.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I first moved to Norwood, and I discovered that if I walked into the post office, there were free tomato plants. She set them on the little counter at the post office and said, free. And then houseplants, free. So maybe
here you go,
post office.
Gathering some things, you know, here and there in the post office, the local post office.
Good right advice.
On. I love and it. It's how I started my garden.
Nice.
That's so cool. I love that, actually.
All right.
That's
all
fabulous.
Right. Idea.
Thanks, Duna. Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Thanks, Duna. That's awesome.
Great to hear from Duna in Norwood.
It's great to hear from everybody.
It yeah. is. Thank you, everybody, for listening out there. Appreciate your calls and your emails. All right. Well, that's another half hour gone by. Get out there and clean up your gardens, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
seems
keep,
like there's just
harvest,
a lot to do right yeah, now.
Harvest. Mm-hmm.
I find, oh, my God. What was it? Six more weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll tick off yeah. rather quickly.
And
feels
it'll go like,
it.
Like lightning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. It is Lady Lou coming up with One Woman's Perspective on KVNF. We'll be back with As the Worm Turns next week at 6:30 on Tuesday.
6:30. Okay. 6:30 Tuesday.
Thanks okay. for listening.
All right.
Bye, thanks. Everybody.
Have
good,
a good
night.
Evening.
I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low and low.